Bob, Red Rav Yosef thought to say the animal's a treifum. Like, how did the needle get into the liver? It must have been like it came through the other organs, came through the rayum, and it made a nekev. He thought to say it's a treifum. So, oh, Malay Rav Ashi, Rashi said back to him, Yidna Rashtakak the Bifra. Let's say in some a piece of meat on the animal, you find the needle, Kagavna, Tavi Torah from Aram, would you say it's treifum? No. So just on the fact you found it in the cupboard, why is it any worse? Why should that all amount we make it into a treifa? The Rashi says the question is, just because of the neck of the hole in the liver, does that make it a treifa? So why do you make a treifa? So it's like this. Rashi says like this. Chavina, let's see. He kupa lebar is the head of the needle. It's facing outside. Then the kuve nokid yasoi. The way it came in was because it pierced through other parts of their body and it made a nekev. Rashi says, in Rosh Yavav, the thick part of the needle, she nekuva, that has the hole in it, boy nechpa b'techa kovi, v'chuda shkorn pita yetzer techalal habema, but the needle, the sharp part of the needle, that's facing outside, then vadi simfuna nokat, it went through the sifra, it went through the tubes of the lungs, and then it went a nekev through the lungs, through the symphonis of the bronchoid. Therefore, that's a treifa that it made a nekuva in the raya. Therefore, it's a treifa. What's going to be e kufiyo legav? Let's say though, like the head of the needle, the sharp part of it is inside, facing inside the covid. Then symphonis nokat yasoi. Then we say that the needle came into the covid through the pipe going into the covid, and therefore didn't make a nekev through the rayam, and therefore still kshera. Rashi says, then the pshat is, if a shur came through the corner, and vada v'achakach nekev chuda sasimfoin, v'yotzel covered v'menel l'chutz, therefore it's not called a treifa, it's still kshera. Now the Gemara says, v'hani milu, when do we say this dough, v'yalimto? Rashi, only if the needle is thick, shen yechol limka dera kupa shalom, that it can't make holes through the thick part of it. Avakatimta, let's say the needle is a very small needle, that even through the other side, both sides of the needle, it can make holes. Then leshna kufi legam, leshna kufi lebar, doesn't make enough meaning. Which way the head of the needle is facing, nukuve nokev yasei, then you have to be afraid to show the needle when it came through and made a nekev like through the lungs first, and therefore the animal is a treifa. Now the Gemara is, Umayishna, why is this halacha different? Mimachat shenimtzes, in case you found the needle, the topic more daf mem tesem aleph. The uve beis hakosis, you find a needle in the thickness of the beis hakosis. Again, that's part of the stomachs of the animal. So the other halacha is that the mitzad echad of the needle is only sticking out on one side of the keres. It's still kshera. Mishnei tzodim, if the needle goes through both sides of the keres, both sides of the stomach, then it's a treifa. That's the rochas over there. The question is, v'loyim min hakam over there, we don't say, let's take a look how the needle is. He kufi labar, the head of the needle is facing the outside. He kufi legal, the head of the needle is facing inside. What do we say a difference over there also, how the needle is facing to say, even if it's only through on one side, then maybe came through other organs, and at first made a trace through other ones first? So why don't we take a look which way the needle is facing? So my answer is, I'm going to tell you, Hosom over there by the base that closes by the stomach. Kivan the Iko Oichon. Umashkin, since the life of the stomach is full of food and liquid, Eimai will always say, Oichon Umashkin Tochku. That they're the ones that push down the needle. So Rashi says over there, for sure we know that it went down the regular pipe. Umatechat Chak Nichnasa Kufi Shnoda Bosa. Since the food was pushing it down, that's how we ended up in the meat of the stomach. Even though the head is facing outside, since we don't find any nekev, there will still say it's kshera. Because then, like we know clearly how the needle went from the stomach into the bosor, like from the food pipe into the keres. Therefore, there's no reis, so we don't look, it doesn't make a difference which way the needle is. It's only not communicable, went through both walls, or only through one wall of the base hakosis. Hazal Gemara says, who marked that there was a needle? The Ishtakach Pesufia Rabba the Kavdom, but they found a needle in the big tube going into the liver. So we know it's the Samachwekis. Huna ma bread ravidi tarif. He passed in yes, the animal is a treifa. That even though, again, by the cover itself, there's no treifa itself in the kuvah, when the stomach came through other parts of the body that made a treifa made in the kuvah. Rav Ada ban Minyumi Machshir, he said no, since you only find it in the liver, there's no treifa over there, therefore it's ksheira. So the Mar says also Shalunu Ravina, they came and asked Ravina what's halacha. Omri said back to them like this, Shakilu Glima, take away the clothing, the trufoi, from the ones that want to take treif. In other words, he owes his kosher, there's no raisa here, we find it in the liver, we don't say mayan yet, and in the kubis, and therefore it's ksheira. Mar says that he kishisa, there was a kishisha, that's Rashi says, Garin shall tomorrow. There was a pit from the date pit. Haikishisa, the Ishtakach b'moro, that they found it inside the gallbladder of the animal. Some Rashi said, Ki avina by Rav Kano, when I was by Rav Kano, is Omar, he said like this, Ho vade silfuna nokat yasoi, this for sure only came through the regular pipes. It did not make any nekuva, any puncture, any holes. Too big to make a nekev. For sure, it just came through the tubes, and therefore, it's not a treifa. Rashi says, and Funu Rashi says, the covered, the tube of the liver, noket, vaderech hakona, nichnasom, and it went through the corner, and it ended up in the gallbladder. But it did not make any nekuvas, like it's too big. Now it says, v'afagav d'loiko nafka mirbul, if afagav d'loiko nafka mirbul hu d'robulei. So Rashi said, look, even though it's very hard for it to travel even through the pipes, it can go through these tubes. Even the tubes going like into the gallbladder are also very narrow. So this pit should not go through it either. And that we end to know, mirbal hu de rubble, means it was like pushed down by the movement. The animal walks a lot of times, all the days that he walks, that this pit travels further down and down, even though it can't get out. And the Mor says though, the Hani Mila, when do I say that it's still kosher? The Dikla, only the pit of a date. Avo de Zesa, but the pit of an olive, Mizza Boza, that's like some more sharp, that pierces through, that has the same halacha like a needle. So the Man Yom says, you find a needle there, it's treif, here also it would be treif. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Lo mon yikra shmo reya, why are the lungs called reya? So Mor says, Shem ira fenayim, because it makes the eyes better, you can see better because of the lungs. So the question is, Yibbele, I have a question. Does it mean to say lachila? Just by eating the lungs, does that make you see better? Or ayidei samonim, maybe no, it only means if you make it into medicine, Rashi says, kishma'avim samamonim, hamirines naim, afim afim ahim. When you have other medicine that helps the eye, and you put some lungs in it, it makes it better. But maybe not by itself. So Tashma coming here, the Yomar Afuna by Yehuda, Abza Bezuza, somebody buys some goose, so they pay $1 for it. The reya bidor, but if you only buy the lungs of it, the arbor, that costs like $4. So the question is why? The sagadaitach liachilo, that the way the lungs heal your eyesight is just beating the lung itself. Is so, why should anybody pay $4 for the lungs? They're better off link at bezuza, spend $1 and buy the whole goose, the belechel, and then you eat the lungs. And it must be ayidei samonim. Avadar pshatid, it only heals you with through samonim. Therefore, if you buy this type of medicine, that costs $4. Now the more is the question. What's going to be in kivor reya heichidim mashmasho yodid de tabcho? Let's say after the shchitu, you take out the lungs, you find a hole in the lungs. But in the place where the tabochim, where the butcher touches it. In other words, after shchitu, they take out the lungs, and the sheikh there touches it. And later, when the boy came to check it out, they found a nekev there. So the question is, talinun ole talinun, do we have a right to be maker to say, even though there's a nekev, there's a hole in the lungs, but we say for sure it was not there, b'shashchita, If first happened after Shechita, the Shas to Shrek them were touching it. Or maybe no, since you find it there now, we have to be afraid, maybe it was there from before. So we tell the Lahokin or not. So Yavada Banos and Normatalinin, yes, we go to Kula and say, it only happened afterwards when the butcher started to touch it. Mazutra bread, we have Moriyama Leitalin. No, we did not tell him. We have to go to Chumra. And the Yogus and Lachal is Talin, we go to Kula. Since it's at a place where the Tabakim do touch it, we say for sure the hole came after Shechita when the Tabakim start to touch it. Omerav Shemur Brei, Trebahua, Abba Meresha Kli, the Rafrum. My father, he was like the head of the Dashonim, Rashi says. Kli means Meresh Dashonim, Hamashmi Liam. He used to like, give Joshua a lot. And he said like this, in front of by Rafrum's Beis Medrash site. He said, yes, Talinun, to the case where we find the hole on the lungs, in a place where Tabachim touch it, we have a right to go to Kula. Now, Amru, they said this over Kaimei Lahore, the Mazutra, Brei Durav Mori. They said this over in front of Mazutra, Brei Durav Mori, but Le Kibu didn't accept it. So Amru Rav Mishash, Rav Shashi said, you should know, Kavose Diaba Diaba Mistavra. He deferred to be Samech on your grandfather, that he said, yes, you could be Samech Lohokil. Why? Because we know the Lohokil is, Talin and Bizev, because we're totally in the wolf. Like we have the Gemara, she says in Perakama, Bozev, if a wolf came and took away the Bnei Mayim, and then he brought it back and we found a Nekev inside it, we do not say the Nekev was there from before, or we'd be afraid there was a Nekev there before and should be treif, but rather we say it's Kshera. So here we see we're told in Lahokel to say that the holes first came afterwards from the Zev. Having more says, Muna, what's going to be a Muna? Rashi says that Talom, you find a worm coming out of the Reya. You find a worm coming out of the lungs and making a hole there. So, if the Shechita. So, Pligibor of Yeser Bar Tusoy Yivri Abonin. Chadam, one says, Kodim Shechita Parish, that for sure the worm came out from before Shechita. And therefore it made a nectar before the Shechita. And therefore it's Trefa. The Chadam, one says, no, Liyacha Shechita Parish, no, the worm first came out after Shechita. It first made the hole after the Shechita, and therefore still Kshera. The Yichus of the Lachar is, yes, Liyacha Shechita Parish, you have right to be told the Hokel, to leave the animal the Cheskas Kashrus, and to say that even though we find the worm on the outside now, it first came out after Shechita. But B'Shah Shechita, the worm was inside, it did not make a Nekev, it's not a Kshera, it's not a Trefa, therefore it's Kasha.
Here, that's what Reb Shimon Eimer at Shetinokev. It says in the Mishnah, that he holds that it's only trefus by the lungs is a tinoke of the simfon hagodl, that the hole goes into the main bronchi of the lungs. So I'm a rabba batachlip, I'm a yimmy barabba, at the tinoke of the simfon hagodl. That's the means goes into the big bronchi. That's the one that makes a trefus. The smaller one, it doesn't make a trefus. Yeah. Yosef Ravacho Barabo Kaimid Ravina. The Yosef is sitting in Kromos like this. The Ram Rebbe Moloch. The Moloch said like this. One second. The Yosef Kromos saying, Ram Rebbe Moloch. The Moloch said, the Ram Rebbe Shur Ben Levi. Halacha Krebbe Shimon. Is that the Paschal like Krebbe Shimon? There's only a Nekev, there's only a Trefer that goes into the Simchon or Gadol. Yeah. Yisomalei said back to him, Moloch Arvoi Kamrit. Rashi says like Hador B'Avoyim, like you're saying all this Loch of Moloch for people that live in Arab, like yeah, like he's the Moloch of Arabia, like as he said, like you didn't hold from him, like Ein Halacha B'Shimon Kama. So we hold, no, we hold Ein Halacha B'Shimon. So Rashi says means Gemara Kaposikle, the Gemara is saying this right now, or the Yeshiva Achrei Nifsiku Halacha Salonu Hapsuka Stam the Gemara. Yeah. See, at time of talk, it wasn't what he said. But the Gemara now is saying, the Lachar is real Pasuk of Shimon. About any type of a net that goes in the lungs is a Trefa. Yeah. Yeah. I'll come to you. I'll come to you. Kisalik Rebzev was everyone up. Ask a Chedder of Beivoy. He found the Beivoy. To yesterday, he's sitting in Kromos like this. Omer Revi Moloch. Only Rishur Ben Levi. Halacha Krebbe Shimon. He said, oh, the name of Rishur Ben Levi read it. The Paschim Yemek Krebbe Shimon. Or Malay said back to him, Chayi Demarek. He swears by the life of his Rebbe that the Yano of Rebbe Chiyah Barabo, Rebbe Asa, Iklin, and we were going up, Liyasad Ramolach, in the place of Ramolach, the Yam the law, and they said to him, they asked him, like, Yom Amalach Rabbi Shimon, is it really true that you, Rabbi Moloch, Paschim like Rabbi Shimon? For Yom Alon, he himself told us, Yom Alon, Ein Alok Rabbi Shimon, no, I did not pass like Rabbi Shimon. So clearly, even he himself, he did not pass like Rabbi Shimon. Amri, Viyat, Amai, Biyotcha, so yes, tell us, what do you hold? Or Malay, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yitzhak Barami, Omri Rishu Ben Levi, Halokha Rabbi Shimon, the Taka, they Taka, the name of Rabbi Shimon, Rishu Ben Levi, did pass like Rabbi Shimon. But the Umar's Maskara is, the Yom Hoch Rabbi Shimon, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, and that's the Gemara Psuki here, that we hold that any naked in the lungs makes it a trefa. Then the Mishnah says, Nikfo HaKeva. What's going to be if there's a nekev in the stomach? Nikfo HaKeva. That's also called a trefa. Yeah. So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. Amar Rabbi Yishiya. Chelev Shagabi HaKeva. If you have the fat that's on top of the stomach, that the chiver shagavu keva kahanim noga beheta. The kahanim when make it's muta, that's not called chiver the sauce of teeth. The noga beheta it's muta teeth. And Rabbi Shmuel, over Rabbi Shmuel, Shom is over the Shmuel wisdom of his father, that this fat that's on top of the keva, on top of the stomach, is muta teeth. Yeah, the semech, what's the simin? That Yishmuel kahano messiah kahani, that Yishmuel, he himself was a kahin, and he helped along the other Kohanim. Now, just to say, when they give the Keva to the Kohanim, they're allowed to eat toward them, they're allowed to eat the fat on top of it. The Rashi says, Kohanim, Sha'keva nitna lehem me'ezevchi azevich. When you bring a korban, you're supposed to give the Keva, the stomach of it, to the Kohanim. So, Merga v'heta li'ochloi, he was maker tibet, that this part, this fat, is not called Keva of a trace, but this fat is mutatit. Yeah. Moses says, Mahi, like where's this Pasik? Rashi Heichem Messiah, where do we find that Yishmael was Messiah the Kohanim? The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasik says, Kais Sabochah is B'nai Yisrael. This is the way you're supposed to bless the B'nai Yisrael. Now, we have Yishmael Omer, Lomad Nubrochah LeYisrael, the Kohanim. We hear from this Pasik that the Kohanim should bless Kohanim Yisrael. But the Kohanim Atzma Lomadnu, we do not see that there's a Brochah to the Kohanim himself. That Kishrem, when the pasuk ends off and says, "V'ani yavorchem," Mashma Kodesh Baruch himself will bless them. Have Yom Kahanim Yavorchem Yisrael. That comes out of the Kahanim. They say, "Birchas Kahanim," they bless Klal Yisrael. But the Kodesh Baruch Yavorchem Kahanim. A Kodesh Baruch ends off and blesses the Kahanim. That's the Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Gedashim something good for the Kahanim. They get a bracha from Hashem. The Rikiva Raimunah. The Rikiva says like this: "Lamad nu bracha liYisrael mipi Kahanim." True, we hear from me as a bracha from Klal Yisrael, from the Kohanim. The Pigvul Elamadnu, how do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu also blesses Klal Yisrael? Not the Kohanim, but Klal Yisrael. Kishuwen, when the person says, the Ani Avorchem, I will bless them, have the Yoma, comes out like this, that Kohanim and Mevorchem of Yisrael, true, the Kohanim based on Birchus Kohanim. And by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maskam Eitim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Maskam Ayodim. So when it says, Ever Rabbi Kiva, is so a brocha the Kohanim in Olay, how do we know that the Kohanim receive a brocha? According to Rabbi Kiva, both Sukkim are saying like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eat the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Klal Yisrael. So where do we see, where's the possibility to say that the Kohanim get a brocha? Min Olay. So when it says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, mi v'yavorcha mivrachecha. From that possibility, possibly gracious, that whoever you bless, I will also bless. So then if the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also bless them. They're not pasuk. Now the Gemara says, Umay Messiah Kahani. If so, what does it mean to say that Bishmol is Messiah the Kahanim? Even according to the Kiv also, they get a bracha. So the Gemara says, the Muki Lo Lebrichas Kahanim, the Mokim Bracha di Yisrael. This is the same pasuk of the Vani Avorachim, and that pasuk is talking about that the Kahanim bless Klal Yisrael, the same pasuk. Rashi says, Eitzel Birchas Yisrael Ochi Adifa Dimash Moshe Mizbaruch Hein Im Hashar. So Kuntra Bishmol is a bigger brochot of the Kohanim. So that's what means that Bishmol was the one that was Messiah of the Kohanim. He here also, he's the one that says this Chaylev is Mutatit. Rabbi Yishmol now Shoma Mishum Avos of Mahi. Where this is that Bishmol said over the name of his father. without his first halacha, if Yishmael said over the name of his father, that his chelev, shagad kever, is mutter. Where is that halacha? The time is none of this. The Pasuk says, as kol ha-chelev al ha-kerev, all the fat that's on top of the kerev, on top of the inside, that's supposed to burn. So, that means they're talking about that's mamash chelev, it's the yisra chelev, and the yisra chelev, that part has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So it says like all the fat that covered the inwards, so we say, lohozi chelev shagab yadakim. It comes to include even the fat upon the intestines, that's also called chelev. These are Rabbi Shmuel, those are words of Rabbi Shmuel. But only agabi yadakim is called treif, but could be agabi yakev or not. Rabbi Shmuel loyma, lohozi chelev shagab yakev. He goes, no, even the fat on top of the kever, that's also like a treif of fat. And that chelev, therefore, the murim of a korban that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's the locha, the murim that's burnt on the mizbeach is chelev. So you see how the kever holds that the fat, agabi akever, that's also called a chelev. Well, many have a question on this. The Pasuk says that for chelev, asher ala kerev, the chelev that's on top of the inwards, the inside. So b'shimun ayma, ma chelev ha-mechas as a kerev? What does it mean, just like the chelev, the fat that covers up the kerev, the inside? Krum, the nikla, that there's the krum, there's a membrane there over it. And also the nikla, you could peel it off. That type of fat, you could peel off the membrane. So he learns, af kol krum the nikla, any type of fat that has a membrane around it, and you could peel it off, that's also called chelev. And Rashi said that's included the chelev of the kever. So according to this, you see, Bishmol holds the chelev agabia kever is yet called a chelev. And the kever is the one that says, kever ayna, ma chelev amechas, that's a kever, tusa krum. Tusa, Rashi says, means shemlos, like a covering, there's a good coating over it. The niklav could be peeled off, but coating over it means it's not really attached to it. It's like a coating over it. The niklav could peel it off. Is all up called any fat that's too sukrum the niklav. Mashenke in the chelev agadia kerev is not, it agadia kerev is not like this. Is it just the opposite? The Shmuel says it is a chelev, it is trace. The Kiva says not. So when it says, Sholech Levin, Mishmet Rabbi Yechman, that Kachi Yatsosa, Mishmet, this is really where it's supposed to be learned. And the Eifa Kamaisa, change around the first learning, the second one is right. Whereas what really Bishmuel is the one that says, it's trace. So more Maichas, how you observe this, the Apchas Kamaisa change around the first one, Eipach Basas, maybe change around the second one. So one says, no, Shani Yav, here it's a bigger limit. Kivan is telling it's so clearly over here. Mai, it says clearly, what is it? It's telling clearly what it is. It says, if Shimon Ma, Chirav HaMachas, it's a Kever. So it's explaining clearly what it is. It's Dafka, means Dafka. So the Gemara, if this is true, so really Bishmol is the one that says that the Chirav Agabi HaKever is really trace. Because Rabbi Kiva is the one that's saying it's mutter. For the Mori, Yehochi Yisrael, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva. What are you saying before? Goes like Rabbi Yishmael says it's mutter. It's similar like Rabbi Kiva says it's mutter. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Shama Mishum Avosov, Salena Sri Lenechanami. That's what he said before. He said it's mutter, so Rabbi Yishmael said it over the name of his father. He himself, Rabbi Yishmael, Taka Hold his Sasa. They said it over the name of his father, Attack with mutter. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav, Rav says, Chelev toho seisem. Any chelev that's toho, that's attached well to the part of the body there, and if there's a neck of the hole there, this chelev is a good attached to it, it's seisem it. Tomei, let's say though it's tomei, chelev tomei, that's any seisem, that does not protect it well. That's not seisem. For Rav Shoshi Soma, Rav Shoshi says no, echad zev yechad zev seisem. The Chitos of Machlokes Ravin Rav Shoshi, where the chelev tomei is attached well enough to make a steam if there's a hole there, and this chelev is closing it up, is that called a good steam or not? So Mer says, Boyer observe the question like this. What's going to be? So Mer says, Boyer observe, Zer has a shawl like this. Boyer observe, what's going to be? Chelev chaya. Let's say the chelev of the chaya, an animal that's a chaya. And then the locker is, all the chelev of the chaya is kosher, you will not eat it. So Mer, what's going to be according to Ralph? That Rav need to say, as long as it's kosher to eat it, such fat is a good covering over a hole that's there. Or then it may be no, the svar is mishum de mahadas, because it attaches well. Now here by a chaya, a deer, let's say, even though the chelev is mutatit, but that part of the chelev that would be trafed by a behema, the mitzvah does not attached well, it's not attached well to the meat there. Therefore, maybe it's not called a good steamer. So Rabbi said back about the mighty behema, what's the shayla? Need to show the chelev is mutatit, but about the slowly is adukulay mahadik, it's not attached well to it. So Rabbi, the loch is, it should be, it's not called a good steamer, it will be a trafer. Having one says, who nekev, what's happened to a case like this? It was a nekev, the first mechelev, something that was a nekev, let's say, near the lung, and the fat in the dachim, and the, or the kever, and let's say, and the fat around it, the chelev around it, the chelev something was fasten, closed it up. So, is it kosher or not? So, and this, the Oster time of the Rebbe is one in front of Rebbe. Some of the Rebbe said like this, Lamai Nechasla, why should I say it's Chelev? What's wrong? Chodah, one reasoning is, Gomra, Shesha, Shesha, says, Chelev, Tomei, Nami, Faisim. As Rebbe passes like that, Shesha, Shesha, even Chelev, Tomei, is a good thema. The Yod, secondly, Hatei, Rechos, Amen, Shai, Yisrael, the Torah always has Rachmanis to try and save money of Christ for the Jew, Rashi and Zan, Aroch, Abin Yeg, and Abayis, that before the Kohen comes in as Metam of the Abayis, the Torah says, "Pinui, take all the stuff out, like save it. Don't let it become tamei. See, if you have a suffix, it should also be mitzvah. Save the behema." Then this Amalei the prophet. Prophet said back to Rava to Rava. First of all, Rav. Rav argues in the Shoshes that's a good shalom. Maybe passing like Rav that this chelev is not a good steamer. So even if that's the first suffix, but the city raisa, it's a suffix. It's in the city raisa over here. Maybe the animals are treifer. How could you eat from it? The Yatamata, you want to say, I tell you, Chos of Romain, say Yisrael, but they have Rachmas and the money of Christ, so you don't say such a swell as that. Avada, Minasafik, it should be trace. The Avigamor says, Minyumin, Kanduka, Minyumin, he was a person that used to sell Merchakadim, as she said, he used to sell pitches. And it once happened to him, Igmalay, Diskutor, the Dipsha, as once he had a barrel of honey, and it was left on uncovered overnight. So shalom then, is the gilui or not? So Osla came with Rava, brought the shalom in front of Rava. On the Rava said, "Lamai nechesh, what should be afraid? Like Avad with mutatidit, chod the one that's not learned. Shloisha mashkin asu in mishum gilui. There are only three types of liquids that's left overnight, uncovered, or it left uncovered without watching it. It's osatidit and to drink it. Hayayin, one is honey, because the snakes drink from this. Vamayim, water, vacholav and milk." But the Shah called a mashke mutarim, so clearly lent the price so that honey is mutter. The Yod, secondly, even if you have a suffix, ha'tay rechos the moment in Shah Yisrael, the Torah had rechmonis upon the money of Klai Yisrael. And this, the Gemara says back, no, omele Rav Nachum by Yitzchok l'Rova, and Nachum Yitzchok back to Rova. First of all, Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon sheet to read that Vash is also. And even if it's a suffix, this the Chodesh of Foshus, it's a Shalom, maybe it's not healthy, you'll die from it. So about a suffix, Sakanto, you go to Chumra, as Chomach Sakanto may see you say. The Yad the Martin, you want to say, I tell you, Chos Amonish, you say, I tell you, Rachmonis over here, doesn't make sense. Having more says, Reb Shimon, my, where's this Reb Shimon? The title will end like this. Chamisha, there are five things that ain't there Mishum Gilin. That if it's left over, uncovered, there's no way for Gilin, if we do not say a snake, we drink from it. See, that's the brine, the fish, the chaim is vinegar, shem, and oil, dvash, honey, umarayas, also dish made from fish. So that's tenakama. However, Reb Shimon Eimer, af, hein, yesh, b'mishem, gilui, no. All these five things also have the isa gilui. And the Yom Reb Shimon says, and he reads here, one saw a nachash snake, she saw the tzir b'tzidon, that it drank from the tzir, the brine of fish, and tzidon. Omre, the chaim said back to Reb Shimon, shat yavei, that snake was a fool, and reim avin reim in a shotim, here being a raya from shotim. Omalei, Ugly me agreed to me at least, but Tzir by Tzir. Rashi says, Robert says, Ronachim by Yitzchak, that agreed to me, I call upon him by Tzir, that we do not hold the Reb Shimon. Why? Because the Rapapa, Rafun, the Reb Shimon, Rabbanik, he had the Logile, when he had some water left uncovered, suddenly the Tzir used to throw it into the Tzir to see the brine of the Tzir, the brine of the fish, that would like burn up the snake, the poison, we're not afraid of Gile. Mulevi said back to Oyd Lemiv, agreed to me at least, Bidvashk Reb Shimon Losser, Koy Kavosei, that by honey we should pass the Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon Losser also was like him. The Tani will learn the Chain Hoyam Shimon Lazo Oisa Bedvash. The Yosel Bahoni was left over on COVID. That's also Psalm Anissa Sakono Bishum Gilui. Omer of Nachum. Nachum says like this. Chain Lev Oisa Kovid. If you have fat that's like over it, a piece of meat in the animal, like a helmet, is Ela Sosim, does not face him, is a neck of the Arbitrae. Hey, who wear this? Amalei some say chit the kakasha at the end of the colon like. Riyamalei some say kafresha the liba by the covering of the heart. Kashi says suman alei the fat of the heart. That's like a kleivam. That's not called a good thema. Now Omar Rav said shamet mined Rav Nachman Nachman taught the two alochis chimsa bar chimsa. What about chimsa? One about bar chimsa. Kashi says both of them are under fat shal hakeva. We'll soon explain them. That chad sosim, one of these fats to cover, is a good steamer. The chad sosim was not called a good covering. One is not meant a good steamer. I'm not sure which one. How many are you? Rafuna, Ba'achinunov, Rafuna, brother of Nachman Omar. Ba'achimsa sosim. This fat called Ba'achimsa, that does attach well. That's good. That's a good steamer. That covers up the whole. But chimsa, this fat, lay sosim, is not. Omarav Tavis is not. What's the steamer to remember this? You have a kerechad and a kerechav. The son is better than the father. Now, high chimsa, high bar chimsa. Which one is the chimsa? Which one is the son of the chimsa?